Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the Jets are concerned, I mean, they got a 26-year-old Justin Fields. Here's my take on that. It's a safe pick. It's exactly something that they haven't had in a long time, and that is a really athletic quarterback. There's no question that his running ability is as good as there is in the NFL, and they'll have to incorporate a lot of that into his game. He basically has an overall record of 14-30 in the NFC North. He was 3-12. However, two of those wins came against the Detroit Lions. And, of course, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah. So they members of the offensive staff that were also there, too.
Right. I mean, like, they had to do something. And they have Tyrod Taylor there still. And I don't know, you know, they'll figure out which guy, you know, you assume that Justin's going to be the starter on open day. But you just never know how these things work out. And it's going to be up to the Jets to put him in a situation where he can succeed. Now, if I had to give you the checks against Justin Fields, I would say the checks against him are decision making, how long it takes him to make a decision, and you can't wait for guys to be open. You have to throw them open in this league, and this is something that he has been incapable of doing since he's been an NFL quarterback. The strengths are he's got a cannon for an arm. He's an incredible athlete. I think he's a very likable player. In other words, the team will like him in the locker room, but there are going to be very frustrating moments for him. And I think Pittsburgh Steelers fans could tell you the same thing. Because, you know, when they benched him, he was 4-2.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of really good games in there. And he had some, you know, high passing games. In other words, a lot of completions, a lot of yards. And they won. And then all of a sudden, they buried him on the bench out of nowhere. And that concerns me. And I wonder why Pittsburgh would do that to him, and what were the internal situations or discussions about whatever he was missing or whatever was going on there. Because I looked at those numbers. I figured, okay, you know, I remember watching a couple of Verley's games. You know, he threw for over 300 yards in one of those games. And I was thinking, you know, maybe he did find a second gear and maybe he found a home. And I know the Steelers wanted him back. But, you know, the Steelers, with adding DK Metcalf, whoever their quarterback better be, and maybe it will be Russell Wilson and he'll be reunited with his former teammate, they better get a guy back there that is controlling this team, because you got two hotheads at wide receiver.
Yeah, George Pickens and DK Metcalf. But yeah, Justin Fields is fine for right now. I mean, of all the guys out there, you mentioned his age first, which I think is a big part of this. And I don't love bringing in some of these older guys and the risk of injury. And anybody can get hurt at any age. But I do like the fact that Justin Fields is younger and maybe, just maybe, the best football for him is ahead of him. I don't think anybody, though, is really feeling confident about Justin Fields being the answer for the next 5-6 years. And that's really what this regime is going to be defined by, is where are you getting that guy? So he's fine for a transition period. The team is not going to be very good. They may be able to be around 500 if things end up breaking their way. But this is really an organizational transition period.
I would say that if they get a new coach bounce, you know, if Aaron's able to give them a little bit more confidence, treat them a little bit differently, give them a little bit more competitive desire and fight, then maybe just like kind of like what Brian Daboll did for the Giants. I'm not saying that they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be close to making the playoffs. And I wouldn't be surprised if they pick in the top five next year's draft. And if they did, that would be the expectation. If they didn't, then that would be kind of a stunner that they played better than 500 football. Maybe they end up 9-8. I don't, you know, we still have to see how the rest of the roster is going to fill out. And then when you think about like what Buffalo just did, what New England just did within their own division, you know, those two teams, and I think New England just absolutely hit it out of the park in terms of free agency. Now, you can't really build your team totally with free agency, but for what the New England Patriots needed and what Mike Vrabel wanted, he's building a team in his vision, which is going to be defense first, and then let Josh McDaniels figure out how to make Drake May into the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, and there's been examples of guys that I didn't think were going to be very good at all after they started off in places that kind of put them through the NFL meat grinder. And Sam Darnold ended up having a season last year that got him $100 million from the Seahawks. Geno Smith, who gets traded to the Raiders, he was another guy who had a career resurgence because he ended up in the right place. So, I mean, I think that there's like a 10% chance that Justin Fields turns into the next one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean.
But like Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to do that for them for very long. Kirk Cousins wasn't going to do that for them. You know, Russell Wilson wasn't going to do that for them. So as far as the guys that were out there, I mean, I'm not thrilled about Justin Fields. I think we're going to see a lot of bad football, a lot of bad throws, a lot of frustrating third and 12s where he's not going to convert.
What are the Jets supposed to do?
I mean, this is what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it fits exactly what they should be doing. I think everybody should feel decently about it. But, you know, accuracy issues, late on the throw issues, all those little things that, you know, that befuddle quarterbacks and coaches and really make you wonder, you know, how a guy like this, you know, ended up as a first-round pick. Just because a team had to reach, a team needed a player, and it didn't work out. And that's the way the Bears feel about Justin Fields. A little shocking that Pittsburgh didn't want him, but I guess they didn't want to go to the number that the Jets went to, and the Jets were desperate. They had to have an alternative to Tyrod Taylor just in case. And like I said, for Jet fans, this would be something that they haven't seen. This is going to be a quarterback that is going to run. He is going to be running probably somewhere between 7 to 10 times a game.
Yeah.
That's who he is. That's his game. And it's going to be up to the Jets to really kind of just manufacture their offense around his skill set. If you are a wide receiver and you are Garrett Wilson.
Well, he knows all about it.
You're going to be so happy.
Yeah, but I mean.
I mean, I'm just telling you, it's not.
He's played with them before, so he knows what he's getting into.
I know. And hopefully they can rekindle that thing that they had at Ohio State. But I just, you know, he knows. He knows what's going on. But in the NFL, it's different. You start throwing the ball over the heads of wide receivers, they get upset.
So the next wave really depends on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Daniel Jones. And it's funny how.
And Kirk Cousins right now, at least as far as we know, is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Atlanta has said they want to keep him on the roster and they want him to be the backup quarterback to Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, so where those guys go, I mean, it feels like that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers is going to happen. That's what that feels like. So my prediction is that Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers, Russell Wilson ends up here with the Giants being the bridge quarterback to the guy that they draft, and Daniel Jones ends up in Minnesota. I think he starts the season as the starting quarterback in Minnesota, and then we'll see what happens with J.J. McCarthy's health and maturity and all those things.
Two things that really piqued, you know, my incredible interest about what happened with these quarterbacks is, number one, Geno Smith was offered a contract extension by Seattle. He said no because I think he knew and his agent knew that the Raiders wanted him. Because they want to reunite him with Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll wants a veteran quarterback that he knows. So he essentially forces a trade by saying no to the contract extension that Seattle gave him. He goes and gets traded for a third-round pick to Seattle. So Seattle gets a third-round pick. They get, I believe, a better quarterback than they had. And they paid that quarterback less money. He's younger. And had a great game against Seattle in Seattle last year.
He did.
So Seattle is a huge winner, I think, in this situation. Now, whether or not they're going to be able to break through with Sam Darnold, you know, that, you know, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I think we saw what we saw with Sam Darnold two of those last three games of the regular season, one in the playoffs. It's just a better move by Seattle. And for the Raiders, it's an okay move, and they're going to end up giving him a contract extension, Geno Smith, And Geno Smith is one of these guys that just hangs around, makes a ton of money. And I don't necessarily know that that's going to move the needle for the Raiders in that division.
Yeah, and I can't believe it was actually a third-round pick, too. That seemed very high for a 35-year-old quarterback. It was a strange one, but he is there with his coach, and Geno Smith's probably happy in the sense that not only is he reunited with Pete Carroll, but they also traded away DK Metcalf to the Steelers, and that was going to be a big loss for him if he stayed in Seattle. So I mentioned Russell Wilson to the Giants. You gave a little bit of an oof there for that.
I mean, it's just going to be another...
I mean, I don't know where else they go, right?
Here's the thing. Russell was great when he was younger, and he was able to create because of his size and everything. This will be his fourth team if he comes here. And I'm just, it's Moonball City, which is fine, but he's not going to be able to run around all over the place. I don't know what else the alternatives are.
It's Aaron Rodgers, if he decides he wants to be here. But
exactly. He may, because he still has his house in New Jersey. I don't think he sold it yet.